the deadlines. Now, I think I said this last year when I was saying this or giving this presentation, I was always taught when you're giving a PowerPoint not to read off the slide, but this is statutory information that I am going to read to you because it's very important because this is what has changed the deadlines. And it's important to note because this is where your paralegal, whoever does your calendaring, your associates, myself, have to constantly go back and look at these rules to figure out what in the world I'm doing when it comes to this stuff. So the offering party, the person that is trying to use the affidavit to prove up the bills. The statute now includes that that person must serve a copy of the affidavit on the other party by the earlier of 90 days after the date the defendant files an answer, the date the offering party must designate any expert witness under a court order, or the date the offering party must designate any expert witness as required by the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure. What does that mean? This is where I myself, a few months ago, rather embarrassingly, had to recall or apologize for an email I sent because I myself got some affidavits within the 90 days and popped off an email saying, you didn't do this, that, or the other. And as soon as I did that, I was like, what am I doing? It's very confusing. So basically, most of the time, you're going to look at that 90 days after the date the defendant files an answer. That's going to usually be your earliest on these cases. But that is when, by that deadline, the affidavit of the offering party must be served on the other party. This is where I was saying I've heard a lot of plaintiffs have frustration about this because it presents some issues about having to get the bills before they file suit and where that comes into problems with statute of limitations issues. And I will remind you on that, at least for some comfort, so to speak, as to those frustrations, because of course, we're not here to solve anything today. We can't change it. But do remember that this is not required. It does make it easier on a party to have the affidavits on file. You don't have to worry about trial time if you have the doctor or the billing person or whoever it is going to be your expert available for trial. But if you run up on an issue, do remember that if you don't submit an affidavit, you can always have somebody come present live at trial. So don't forget about that component. This is not required. Again, going back to the history that I said is very important, this is just a mechanism in order to make things easier, cheaper, and judicial economy. So let's look at the rest of the statute on deadlines. If services are provided for the first time by a provider after the date the defendant files an answer, the party offering the affidavit for services provided that provider must serve copy of the affidavit on the other party by the earlier of the date the offering party must designate any expert witness under a court order, or the date the offering party must designate any expert witness as required by the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure. So here is covering for your client who continues to receive treatment and goes to another provider after the date the defendant files an answer. This sets forth the deadlines for submitting those bills. That is by the earlier of basically the expert witness deadline. So also with deadlines, we need to look at what the controverting party has to look at in those instances. Controverting party obviously is the typically defendant who is trying to controvert those billing affidavits and say that there is an issue with the two things that you're able to speak on, reasonableness and necessity. And the deadlines for that now, again, back to statutory language, must serve a copy of the counter affidavit on the party by the earlier of 120 days after the date the defendant files an answer. The date the party offering the counter affidavit must designate any expert witness under a court order, or the date the party offering the counter affidavit must designate any expert witness as required by the TRCP. So obviously on both of these, you're looking at a 90-day deadline after the answer for the affidavit, the initial affidavit, and then 120 days after the date the defendant files an answer or the expert deadline. Expert deadline is the fallback on both of these. So you'll see basically what you have here is you still, as the defendant, if the plaintiff files that affidavit on the 90th day, you still get your 30 days. But if they do it earlier than that, you get a little bit more time, which in my experience has been nice on our part. Okay, so what if, like we had earlier, the plaintiff that continues treating has an additional provider? What is the deadline for controverting affidavits in those instances? Now, if the party offering the affidavit in evidence serves a copy of same 90 days after the date the defendant files an answer, the party offering the affidavit must serve the counter affidavit by the later of 30 days after service of the affidavit on the party offering the counter affidavit in evidence. And then again, we're looking at the expert deadlines. So back to basically the typical rules in those situations. If we have a party that treats with a new provider after the 90 days, they provide an affidavit, you still have the 30 days to controvert that on the